Welcome to Diary 101 Podcast. I am your host, Aka Kandelwa Kandepwe, also known as Aka. Again, that's going to be the coolest thing I ever do for the rest of my life. But hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. So in this life that I live, I get to have the honor of meeting amazing people that end up being friends and family. And I think one of the things I'm so grateful for the past 2 years is that I really have nice friends and I get to brag about it all the time. And this one friend is a sister, because we actually have two parents we share. It's a fun story and we're gonna break it down nicely, but yeah, she and I share parents, but she and I live in different countries. Again, when you get to start traveling the world and meet and create different communities, you realize that most of them are more of family than friends. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome, for the first time, shockingly, my sister, Anusha. Hi, Anu.
Hey, Eka. It's so amazing to be here. I'm so glad I'm finally getting to be a part of your podcast. I waited for this.
I know. I'm so surprised you've never been here. Everybody has been here. Yeah. So I'm just like, how did I miss having you here?
You've been doing such a great job of having so many amazing personalities come on the podcast. So I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but you are more amazing. You're more amazing, and I'm happy I have you here. How have you been doing?
Yes, I've been doing great. It's like, I can't say that I don't miss our days in America or the recent days we spent in Europe. But like, I still carry bits and pieces of all my sisters with me here in India. So I'm doing my job and doing a part of my project. So it's going great.
I like that. Just a little bit of backstory. Anu and I were at the same institute in America, which is the University of Kansas.
Kansas!
I know, right? Then we had two people kind of adopt us for a few times, but this, like, we've carried on to being their child. That's Lori. And yeah, so this is why I said, oh, she's my sister, because we literally have a mom in America who we can just randomly text and say, hey, mommy, life is hard. Take me, take me. With that, Anu was also, Anu is my partner in crime. Well, I want to say also, Anu is my partner in crime. So if you want to do anything crazy, do it with Anu. Anu is my partner in crime. And yeah, we were together in Prague. And yeah, we had a series which was with the other girls, but Anu wasn't available for that one. And she said, hey guys, she didn't say hey guys, she said, hey Aka, I would like to be on the podcast. And I said, hey Anu, please bless me with your presence. So how was it getting back home from Prague?
I think when I got home back from US, that feeling was more different. It hurt a little, and I was very scared to start this new journey after like realizing my leadership potential and knowing that I have what it takes to change the world. And the only thing that's stopping me from doing that is me. So there were a lot of things that was hard. But coming back from Prague, that was very different, because like, though I learned everything about leadership in US, Prague is where I applied all of that. And getting to see my girls again was such a boost of energy. Like the manifestation we all had to like see each other no matter what, across seas, across countries. Like, I think that's something that does not happen like twice in your life. That's like a miracle that happened, and it actually sent me back home with so much confidence, knowing that I could do so much more. I could reach out for help, and I'll have like so many talented women right out there who could lend me a hand. So I came out feeling so motivated. I cried, but not so much, because
you cried. I did.
It was not a goodbye. I'm still manifesting the next me.
Hey, it's very soon. I need to come to India. I didn't cry, and you know I'm a crier. Like, I cry a lot. And surprisingly, I was saying, were you on the same flight with Liba? You and Liba.
Yeah.
Were the same. When I was saying bye to Liba and Liba, I was like, surprisingly, I'm very content. Like I'm okay with letting you go now. Like, but when we're in the US, the hello was very like we didn't know each other, but when we're in Prague, the hello was such a hype. The goodbye was such a hype. Like we had so much fun, and that's like something I'm really grateful for. It's like surprisingly, I did not cry. It's like I was very content to come back home and still go on with my life, and knowing that we did it. We survived 5 days in Prague. We didn't get lost. Yeah, we didn't die. We survived it. I'm proud of us. What's your favorite memory in Prague?
My favorite memory has to be our chilling night walks, man. Like we had class in the morning, like the workshop stuff and all of that, all the time in the morning. And the only time we got to explore the cold city of Prague was in the night when it's way worse. It's more cold. So like I am always underdressed, and you are telling me that
Thank
you're
you.
not gonna survive, love. You're not gonna survive. And I'm like getting bits of pieces from everyone, a muffler, a glove, and just march on onto the snow. And everywhere we are standing to take pictures, and my hands are trembling. That was like the best part, because like it was so beautiful to witness the city the night, and the like having your girls walking with you, and like not feeling like scared in that big city, not feeling like not safe. Like I felt very safe, and I'm empowered because like I am this normal girl from India walking the streets of Prague, owning the streets of Prague as a confident and strong women leader. So that was really fun.
I think I have to mention it was so annoying because every single time we left the hotel, I was like, Anusha, put some clothes on. You are the most fashionable person amongst all of us. I looked like a trend ran over me because I didn't care if I was fashionable or not. I just wanted to be warm. And you were just like, oh my goodness, we are in Prague and you guys want me to overdress? I need my skin out. I need my body showing. I need this and that. So it's something to be very, and it was so much fun, I think. Like, I think the nightlife was my favorite as well. And yeah, just. Anyway, you were really getting to me half of the time, but I still love you. I'm like, why are you not warm? But hey, and I think one thing I'm also grateful for is we were meeting up, not for the first time, but for the second time, right? And the
We are.
fact that we were annoying each other, but still sticking around each other is like the funniest thing ever. It's like I'm irritated by you, but everybody's like, ah, sure, we all are. But as we are saying, we're all walking in a group and we're like the eight of us. You can imagine how annoying and irritable it can get to try to get eight people.
From one place to another. Oh my God. To get them coordinated for a picture, for a video, for an Instagram reel. Oh.
I have to say, thank you so much for creating our videos, right?
Yes.
Like the so one thing I loved was you see it in movies or you see it on TikTok when people, when friends travel the world together and they have pictures together and they have videos together. And we were doing that, and the fact that we had plans of doing different. I haven't even created my reel yet, but the fact that we had different plans, and it was so hard to just get all of us to do anything at any point. It's crazy. It's crazy. But you did such an amazing job. And when you get into your creative mode, you are just Anu, the control freak. Like, tell me, what was
Bossy.
the thought? Very bossy. What was the thought process behind all that?
Like, I don't know if it's the thought process. So, like, I have different personalities that I like carry around with me. So, when I'm with friends and we are like in a very casual setting, it's all about having fun, making sure each other is okay, that we are comfortable, we are safe. But when it comes to like a task, I think the business woman inside me like jumps out when I know that, okay, So we are here, and the task is to like create a video and like match the audio with it, and then to post it as a reel, so that that reel is something we can save as a part of our memory or something that we can cherish, which will be on our social media platforms. So okay, there's an output, there's an input, and it has to be executed perfectly so that like the output can be good. So somebody has to do it. So I don't know, I just step up and I want everybody to like feel good and feel comfortable when they're doing it, and so that it's easy. So if like everybody's chiming in and trying to do it, it might be hard, but for one person to actually like facilitate the entire thing so that everybody's idea is taken into consideration, a plan is put out, and we are following like a similar pattern so that it's easy. So I think I'm more on the organized version when it comes to stuff like this, because like remember, I think in US we had this activity where we were given this two scenarios where you're going on a trip, and there's one person who's already scheduled their trip. They know where they're staying, what they're doing in the morning, what they're doing in the evening, what they're packing, where they're going, everything. And there's another person who has no idea how the trip is gonna go. They just like get their bag packed and come. So I think, Akka, you chose the one where you don't like a schedule and you want to go with the flow, whereas I was like, no, I need a schedule first thing.
I genuinely, as a business person, it's such a flaw. It's such a flaw to not know what would happen next. But like, that's a flaw. Like, I struggle with all the time. So I get drained so much lately because I have to plan a lot and schedule. But in normal sense, I don't even care where we're going. As long as we're having fun, as long as I'm warm, as long as I have eaten. Yes, I was the one that had my bag ready very late coming down from my room, but just on time for me to go wherever I am supposed to go next. I'm like, these are so many people. We're how many? In the US, we're like 21 or 24. Those are 24 heads. We all can't be planning. It's gonna clash our brains. Let the others plan. So I kind of, yeah, I get where you're coming from, and I think the others just liked the idea of making a video but didn't like the experience. Which was also fun to experience, to be honest.
Yeah, I think everybody wanted to make a video. So many, like, we shared a lot of reels saying this is the one I want to make, that is the one I want to make. But like when it came to like where do we make the reel, how many of us are gonna stand here, who's gonna say this dialogue, who's gonna say that dialogue, everybody's like, I don't know, like let's do it. So it doesn't work like that.
So, who was your favorite to experience in Prague? I know everybody's your favorite, but amongst the girls, who was that person you're like, ah, okay, this is a new personality I didn't know, but I'm glad I'm experiencing it.
Definitely everybody was my favorite, but I think I somewhere felt very emotional with the way how I connected with Sodo. So
Yeah.
like when we left it off in US, she took quite a while to come out of her shell and like be friends with us or be close with us. And when it finally happened, we were ready to leave US and we couldn't like connect with each other and all. But then again Prague happened, and again I got to meet her, and the fact that she's doing a leadership course there in Japan and that she's doing so great, and she came back with so much warmth and love that I did not expect. Like I expected it from you, Akka. I know you were gonna come out there and shout at me saying, Anu, I missed you. I knew Farron was gonna do that, Laiba was gonna do that, but like when Soro did it, I don't know, I just felt so overwhelmed because I knew I felt that way towards her. I used to bug her in the bus trips when we went to St. Lawrence and all. She had the unfortunate situation of sitting next to me, but the fact that I thought I was bugging her, but she actually enjoyed that experience, and she still remembers me as that fun person who like kept her comfortable and helped her have fun during that St. Lawrence trip. And she came back with that same warmness towards me, saying that she's always remembered me and like she wants me to do great things in life and she's gonna be my biggest cheerleader. I think that bond that I experienced with her wouldn't have happened if Prague didn't exist, because we like left it off in US and we didn't have anywhere to pick it up. When it came to the other girls, I always had instances to experience that. Like with you, I always had calls, I had US, I had those stupid videos we used to make about where I complained about sleeping. I hated when people went to their dorms and slept. We were in US, you are not allowed to sleep. So with Farin, she was my roommate, so I had my moments with her. Laiba also, I had my moments. Avantika is from India, so it was
Yeah.
already there. But yeah, with Soto, I think it was a really nice thing to like experience.
And one thing about Soto is I actually experienced Soto so much in the US. She and Rim and I and Soto would take night walks together and would scream and would have fun in the KU campus. So we kind of had that relationship. But I remember there's a time in Prague I was so pissed at one of the girls. And suddenly I went to her room and we sat on the floor and I was just venting because hey, I still gotta wake up with a better attitude of loving you or tomorrow, but I was venting and Soda was just there and we had like I think we sat there for like 3 hours. And I think I'm so like you said, I'm so proud of Soda. I have that relationship with her, but I'm so proud that she was so open to experiencing life in Prague. And I also love the fact that she even was there for the podcast, like for the debrief in Prague. She was there and she was talking and she's like, I was so happy to see you guys. I was so happy to experience other people. You could see so much growth in Soda, right? I'm like, I'm so proud of the person she's becoming and where she's going. And she's still trying to get everybody to Japan. So hey.
I know, right? She, oh my God, I was telling my parents, like, see, my sister's there and she's always telling me that it's so great and I should just apply and go. And you know what? It doesn't sound so bad because the thing,
It
the energy Soto brought in was like very infectious, like
Yeah.
I wanted to feel that. I wanted to like just drop everything and just go
Yeah.
with her because she made it sound so great. It's not because the experience itself was great. It's because she's so energetic and
Great.
amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I think my favorite main character is always gonna be Avantika. Like Avantika has main character vibes. Like she's a main character. I remember when we did something without her and she took us back to the place we went without
Oh
her.
yes, that's because
And
the flight got delayed. Oh my God.
yes, and she kept reminding us. She's like, "Oh, you guys are gonna do stuff without me. Cool." She was like, "We're going to the Christmas market, and everybody wanted to window shop. Everybody wanted to do other stuff. Avantika, is this the Christmas market? I just want to know if it's a Christmas market. If it's not, we should keep going." And I think that's who Avantika is, and I'm so grateful to have her as a friend. And she's just like this bubbly, shiny, flowery, sunshine kind of thing. And yeah.
Like I'm from India too, but like if you ask me, Avantika is the actual embodiment of a Bollywood princess. Like all the bag and the craziness and like the beauty that you get out of it. That's Avantika. Like that's her, all right. She's the moment. She's the person, like, yeah.
You turn heads. I always tell people, hey guys, we're all pretty, but when Avantika walks in, she's like, hey guys, I'm here, I'm the moment. Look at me. Look at me. She's like, please turn your head. Please turn it, because I'm here. And literally, she's walking proof of Indian
She's,
beauty. Like,
yeah,
she's just there. And they're like,
and she's
dang, girl.
always camera ready. Oh my God, I don't remember a single bad picture I took
No, so
her.
I have moments of Avantika on video complaining about how she doesn't look pretty. So in the US, we had a moment when we were walking to Starbucks to get some drinks and everything. And Avantika was like, oh my goodness, I feel so shitty. I look ugly. And she couldn't. I took a video and I sent it to her because I'm going to send you that video. And I think the last day during breakfast in Prague, she was like, oh my goodness, I don't, like, oh my goodness, I am so tired. And like she says it like in an Indian accent, like with Indian expressions. I really, yeah, Avantika is always going to be a favorite. Not that
So
everybody isn't, but yeah, Avantika is like my main
she's
character. Like, I think
definitely,
everyone would agree. Avantika
So
is my
Avantika
main
and I
character.
are actually on two different sides of India. So Avantika is from North India. I am from South India. So like It must be hard to believe, but like it's very hard for us to meet also because she has her college going on. I started job now. I think she also is looking for a job, and I think she got placed. But again, the distance is like an actual thing. But when we were in Prague, I think we had this one moment where we connected. I think we went to like where is that place where we went climb those 300, 400 stairs to go to the tower.
The top.
So yeah, so when we were
Yeah, we
coming
went to
back,
the
yeah,
cathedral. Yeah.
cathedral, yeah. So when we were coming back, I think I and Avantika were sitting together in the bus, and
Oh.
something. I think that was our second last day or something, and like I
Oh
realized,
yeah, that moment when you guys were having your talks about marriage.
yes. So we were just joking about marriage and all of that, and I don't know. Suddenly, something hit me. Okay, so the last year has been a little hard for me because I transitioned from college to an actual workplace, and it was all about campus placements, finishing my degree, finishing all my extracurriculars, like passing on the baton to my juniors, and like moving on to another phase of life and all of that. So it was so hard that I always cribbed about how my life should be better, I should have better things to do, it should always be happening, and all of that. And those were such small things that I kept cribbing about. But when I actually came to Prague and I again got to meet all my sisters and all those wonderful women, they were also doing like so many things in life. And those were like amazing and great things. They were going through such hardships. And when they were cribbing, it felt like they were talking about like real life problems while I was not really, I was
Yeah.
like cribbing about unnecessary things which doesn't really need that cribbing. So it's not like in a bad light that I felt bad
Yeah.
about myself. I actually felt inspired that like there's so many other things that I've done that has amounted to something. Maybe not in my life, but I have touched people in their parts of their life where they've changed or something's changed in them because I was a part of it or simply because they were part of an initiative that I put ahead. So that is what matters and not how my social life is going on, or if my life looks all put together, if I look put together. Like, that really didn't matter because when I was there, they didn't care if I had plans the next month or if how pretty I looked. They only cared that Anusha is here. Like, she's bringing in that energy. She's like keeping us hyped. She's keeping us happy. Like, they always saw us for what we truly were. Like, I felt seen every time I was with my girls, and that feeling never changed. From US to Prague, I think it was like 1.5 years, 2 years gap.
Yeah.
But the same feeling of empowerment I had when I was you in US, it did not change even a bit. I think it only increased 10 times folds when I was with the girls again in Europe.
And I think I can't say when that exact feeling was. I think it's when I was with Dr. Alicia. I think Dr. Alicia and I really bonded when we were in Prague. But excuse me. But when I came, I was a little bit more anxious because we did not know if we were gonna get our visas. The visa process was hectic and everything. But when I got there, I haven't seen everybody in like almost 2 years, right? And the amount of support and love we had in the US, we took advantage of it. We thought we were like, oh my goodness, they want us to do everything together and everything. But when I got there, the atmosphere changed so much that it was so good for my nervous system. I was not anxious, I was not panicked. No one was, everybody was just proud that I was there. Everybody was just proud that I have a podcast and I'm doing all cool stuff and everything. And then everybody was giving feedback on that. Like, oh my goodness, I love this. Can I please do this with you? Can I please this and that and that? So yeah, I get that you had that moment. Avantika, because I feel like we all needed it. It's when you come out from an environment where you are seen, loved, to an environment where you're on your own, and you go back to an environment where, like, yeah, you're seen, loved, and appreciated. Like, they just want you here. You being here is good enough for them. And yeah, so I think I like the different, actually going back there. Meeting you guys in Prague made me appreciate America more.
Yes,
And now I
definitely.
appreciate our experience in America more because I have gone to different environments, curated, and I don't feel safe. I got to environments and I'm just like, oh my goodness, I should not get drunk here. Like, I should really just be sober. Like, you're always alert, but when we were together, I could just be on autopilot. I am sure everybody would be checking if I'm crossing the
Definitely,
road.
yeah.
Somebody has my hand. Somebody has my drink. Somebody cares enough to check in, right? So I think you only appreciate stuff when you have gone to experience other stuff. So it's something I'm like really grateful for. And yeah, sometimes shared experiences and shared challenges in terms of just sharing that makes you realize to say, oh, I'm actually doing great. Not bad. By the way, congratulations. You graduated last year. How does that feel?
That feels amazing that I got through college. Years. So much accomplishment.
So when you look at yourself now, where are you? Where are you? Where are you going?
So right now I think it's again a stepping stone to what I want to do. So after college, I really wanted to get out into the real world and see like what does what I studied matters? Can I imply it somewhere? Is it really what I want to be? Because like here in India, like a degree is definitely important. I think it's important everywhere, but in India definitely it's important. And since I have to be the sole breadwinner for my family and I have to support my family, I definitely did not want to be unemployed. But I do care. I want to do all my social initiatives, but I wanted to make sure that there was food at home. So my degree just didn't have to be ambitious. It also had to be practical. So when I had to choose between all of that, the only thing that channeled my ambition more was management, administration, and leadership. And in the career field, what screams more leadership, management and administration more than business? So that is how my path to choosing a bachelor's in business went. And I don't say I didn't enjoy it. I did enjoy it. And I think I found something I'm more passionate about. Like I found marketing is an amazing passion. It includes like conveying a story to your customers. It feels like helping people, giving them solutions to their problems or making their life just better by conveying a telling them a story. It's not just an output answer. Everything is not just numbers. It is an amazing experience that you make people feel to let them know that their life is cherished or their experience matters or how they feel in their day-to-day life matters. So marketing was this amazing field that I specialized in. So now I'm actually like in the field where marketing is a part of it, but like I've not dipped my toes too deep. I'm like just on the surface. So I think I will definitely be going for a master's next, not just for the degree that I get, but for the experience. Like I experienced how it felt to be a Susie sister, how it felt to be a Glow sister, both in Europe and in America. But now I want to feel how it must be to be an international student, go putting myself out there, studying, hustling for at least 1 year before I like step into the world and like be ready to take all the challenges.
I like that. I'm also on a journey just trying to figure out if I am mentally ready to be an international student. I feel like it comes with a lot of unexpected experiences, but I also think that living alone in a different country is one thing we all have to experience one way or another. I know traveling to a different country, I've experienced that, right? I have experienced that, but I always have a support system that when you travel to a different country and you live there and you study there, you have to start curating relationships from scratch. And I think, yeah, so I'm always in the middle, like, ooh, is this good for me? Should I do this? Should I not? So it's very interesting. So I have got a little dips of what you want to do next, right? Where you see yourself going. So I know that looks like going for your master's, getting your legs deep into marketing and just learning more about that. I'd like to learn more about some of the social initiatives you plan on working on this year. And yeah.
So right now, summer break is going on in India. So every kid is off school, they are enjoying their summer break. So I am putting on hold my initial project that I've been doing. That is, It Starts With You project, where it is gender stereotype based workshops where we actually break the negative gender stereotypes with which kids are raised. So basically, once you reach a particular age, it's very hard to unlearn what you've learned your entire life because you've been influenced by this thought your whole life that it has formed your base of existence and your thought process. So the best way to like tackle this problem would be right at the start, that is primary education. So we take workshops in schools where we go take fun classes, experiments, and games for the kids through which they can learn about the negative gender stereotypes they should stay away from and choose to be themselves. So that is on hold right now because of the summer vacations. But something I'm very passionate towards pushing is a women mentorship program that I've been thinking for a long time. So what happens in this women mentorship program is we will be inspiring women or young girls who are just passing out from high school, having to choose their college degrees, and giving them the mentorship and support they need to make a right career decision. So when I was a 10th in my 10th grade, or when I just finished high school and I was stepping into college, I didn't really know what the world outside was and what's waiting for me, what's my worth, will I get a good workspace where even my opinions matter, like where things I talk or my ideas brought to the table would be considered by the leadership. I didn't even know what the leadership team looked like. Are they all men like everybody talk about? Are they like powerful women sitting there? Are there married women there? Are there working mothers? Is this all a thing that we only see in the television, or is it something that is like really happening in the real world? I never knew because I didn't get the exposure. So I want to give that to the young girls. I want to train a whole new generation of young women leaders to go out and seek what they want in the world confidently because behind them they have their professionally working women mentors who are standing there telling them that I did this and so can you. I did this on my own, but I am there for you and I will guide you to do this. She could be a working mom, she could be a single mom, or she could be just a person who got out of a toxic relationship or an abusive wedding and is still out there hustling in the corporate field or any industry it might be, from STEM to like in the medical field or anything. I just want the young girls out there to know that it's possible and like the relationship or their family or the influence that they have been going through does not matter when it comes to their career and their passion, because that's a whole different thing. And if they don't want to give up on it, they don't have to give up on it. And we are gonna frame like the pathway for that. So that mentorship is going on. I'll be working on that thanks to my company. There's so many women who volunteered to be mentors, so we'll be bringing in young girls to start the mentorship program.
I like that. I think none of us have had any conversations or mentorship of what happens after high school, what happens when you go into university or college, and what happens afterward. What do you expect? It's like we're really just led on, and the others coming before us are also just led on to say, hey, I hope you figure it out on your own. But yeah, I like that project. I'm very passionate about mentorship. You know this. I'm very passionate about mentorship because I think that if I wasn't mentored, I probably wouldn't be where I am now. Right? From the guidance of all my mentors. If I wasn't mentored, if they were not here with me, even just now, I'm always texting and my mentor to say, hey, could you please tell me how to do this because I'm trying to figure it out, kind of thing. So yeah, it's something to be grateful for. And if a lot of people could just, it doesn't really have to be very detailed, but mentorship comes in different ways. And a lot of young people just need to be exposed by it. I think I like that. And specifically young women, I think there's so many conversations that we're not having as women. that I wish I knew a lot of stuff 5 years, not now. Like I wish you told me this before I experienced it for myself. And no one is talking about it because we're all quiet. Maybe there's a stereotype, maybe it's a taboo, maybe it has to do with tradition. I literally want to know. I want to know before experiencing myself. Like, why should I go through the scar when you went through it and you could just advise me on it and I could probably just avoid it. So yeah, I think it's something to be very grateful for. Like, it's very, I like your project already. It's something to be grateful for. So what are some of the things you have learned last few years that you feel like, yeah, I'm glad I learned this earlier than later?
Yeah, I think something I'm very glad I learned is that I can do whatever I want. Like, there is literally no one stopping me from doing what I want. Like, the government cannot tell me what I can do, my body, or what I can do as a person. Like, my friends can't tell me what I can do. A boyfriend can't tell me what I can do, or my life partner cannot tell me what I can do. If I want to do something, I can do it because I have all the right, all the power, and all the talent it takes to just put myself out there. So all this while, the only thing that had been stopping me was myself, because I thought I was not, or I shouldn't do it because it's wrong. But like, what I've learned is like, I'm enough and I can do whatever I want if I put my heart and soul into it. And the next best thing I learned was that it's not wrong to ask for help. There's like amazing people out there who want to help you. Not just my amazing Susie sisters, but also like other friends, my male friends who are right there supporting, leading the way, saying that if there's something you can like ask, and we are always there to lead a ha helping hand. So these are like two important lessons I've learned. There are so many more technical things I learned, but I don't think I would have learned these two important lessons if I wouldn't have met my sister.
And yeah, I think it's very important to learn that there's you can be whatever you choose to be. And I think it's I'm happy you learned that earlier than later in life. Later when you have made certain decisions you can't turn from because you did not have certain information earlier. So I like that. It's one thing you remind yourself is, hey, I could be whatever I wanna be. And this is what I want to become now. And yeah, I hope, not that I'm asking for permission, but I'm letting you know that this is where I'm at. I like that. Something I love about you is you and I have these very interesting conversations about relationships and boyfriends. Yeah.
Like 5 weeks in US and then like 2 years to catch up on in the 5 days of Prague. Like, what happened? Who did you meet? Like, what's going on and all of that.
I am so curious to know why you think I always have a boyfriend. You're one friend that always thinks I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, because you deserve everything. You deserve so much love. And I don't know how somebody can overlook you when there's this beautiful goddess like standing right there. Like, I am pretty sure like there's 100 guys behind you asking to just speak to you. The permission to look you in the eye.
I was just trying to give people a taste of the hype I get from Anusha when it comes to getting me in a relationship. But on a serious note, apart from that, apart from you thinking I deserve the world because I'm a goddess, which I am, I just find it interesting that at any given point, I've actually sideways introduced you to guys I will see indirectly. Yeah, so you kind of have like a taste of the people I date, and it ends obviously. But yeah, it's like you. I'm like, Anna, you know the story. Why are you surprised that I'm single? But one thing I love about you is that you're such a lover's girl, and you know who you are. You know what you want to experience, and you are experiencing it fully. What's like one of the things when it comes to relationship advice? What advice would you give me on getting a boyfriend? Maybe I need
Yes.
some.
God, relationships are so messy. I never thought that like it could actually get this messy. Like when I was a kid, like in India, parents are always on and about saying, no, don't look a guy in the eye. No, don't talk to a guy. No, like don't even sit close to a guy and all of that. And suddenly you're 24, 26, and your parents are just walking by. They're like, so is there a guy? Like, no, obviously no, because he like asked me to stay away from a guy my entire life. Now where will I manifest a guy for like the marriage purpose? And then like, there's no guy? No problem. We have arranged marriage. Here's the catalog of all the guys you've never met in your life, but might actually end up spending your whole life with. Yay. So that is literally the agenda here, and I do not want to go according to that stereotype. I am gonna rebel my way out of this. Because I actually want to find a person who likes me for who I am, and I like him for who he is. So, it's relationships are something that are so complicated yet so simple. Like, I don't know how there's this beautiful feeling that experiences that exists in this world where you experience both insecurity, love, everything in like this one beautiful relationship that you get into. So my only advice for someone asking me, like, okay, like I'm thinking of getting into this relationship, so he is this, he is that, but he's also this, he's also that, there's negatives, there's positive, what do I do? I would only tell them that as long as you're happy and your mental health is sane, go for it. No matter who comes against, go for it if you're happy and your mental health is sane. But the point where it comes, where he is bad for your mental health, where you're
And
actually
you're
like
unhappy.
sad, yeah, you're sad or you're depressed, you're anxious because you're thinking about him, it's over. The relationship is over long back. You are just staying in it. It's over. So I think mental health is very important. You should feel safe, comfortable, and not feel anxious, because if you're with that person you love and you're comfortable with them, that anxiety should not be there. There should not be any depression that I don't know if there's a future for us, because you just know if it's the person. And it's okay to go through that self-discovery journey where you date multiple partners to find your right person. Like, I'm sure Akka and I, when we go for shopping, we make sure to try on everything, every shoe, every top, jacket, sweater
And pick
before
the right one.
we one. Yes. So you're choosing your life partner. Obviously, you have to see what you like, you don't like. It does not just magically appear.
No, I like that advice. And kind of one thing I have loved and enjoyed about being friends with you and Avantika is I love Indian movies, and I have seen how it plays out in the movies about parents being very particular about relationships and the catalog of men they might want you to marry, that type of thing. And then I meet the two of you, and you're like the most blunt human beings I know. And I'm like, damn, the Indian movies lied to me. But yeah, I have to agree. When you are in a relationship, it should be good for your nervous system. Like you say, you should be happy, and your mental should be okay. I think it's something we disregard the more we get older, because they're like, get married, you're old, why aren't you married? That type of energy. But I like that. I like that advice. I will put that in consideration. Oh, I put that in consideration anytime. That's why I'm single. So, Anu, I want to give you an opportunity to ask me a question.
Finally, we've reached that part of the podcast where I get to quiz the car.
Wow, okay.
Parker, I just want to ask you this because I am sure I'm going to be there even after 5, 10 years. But I want to know, what do you think you'll be doing after 5 years? Because I think you're going to do great, but where do you stand?
Oh, I know we're gonna be meeting at my beach house somewhere for a girls' weekend. You know, and I kept telling you guys, I just wait till I get my money, right? I can't wait to be able to afford to have all of you guys in one space. And
Oh my.
I can imagine the chaos of all of us in one space and the scheduling and rescheduling of all of us. But yeah, just being able to, I think money is great, but can you imagine having so much money and being able to share it with your friends and you get to travel? And I like to travel, so I get to visit my friends, I get to hang out with my friends. So as much as I would love to build a company and be very successful, I know that when I do that, I hope I still have the same friends I have now. I know I have other friends, but I hope I get to still travel the world and visit my friends. I can work and live life with friends. Like, yeah, so if I ever need a break, I could just catch a flight to India. I can catch a flight to Pakistan, to America, just to see a friend and breathe. Like, you know, in the movies where someone would catch a flight for coffee? Me. That's why you should see me in 5 to 10 years. Yes, I'm gonna be that girl who go, "You wanna have coffee with me? Okay, cool. I'll see you in 2 days." I'm
I
gonna
don't
fly
know why
over for
people think money is so materialistic, but like there's this line that Ariana Grande says. No, she's like, whoever said money isn't everything probably didn't know how to use it. Like,
no,
yeah,
didn't even
girl.
have enough to use it. I agree. I want to have that money to that extent so I can just catch up with my friends at any given point. I do love my work and I'm so grateful that I can work anywhere in the world. But yeah, I want to build a company to be able to do great for the world, but also just be chilling with my friends and spoil my friends. That's literally me. Yeah. Do you have any other question?
So glad I got to ask.
You have nothing. That's strange. That's new coming from you. Proud of you, though.
Curious to
Proud
talk
that
to
you
you.
only had one question. So, what do you look forward to? In general, what are you looking forward to? What are you looking forward to?
Forward to my future. Like, I am in the present, I am having fun, but I am so excited what the future holds for me, what opportunity having in it. My vision board is ready. I am manifesting every day. I just want to be out there in the world doing something I love and like spreading joy and happiness in every way. It's like I like totally believe in giving back to the society, and I think I'm the most happiest when I'm helping others. So I just want to see the opportunity that awaits to allow me to actually do the best.
I like that. That's something great to look forward to. Thank you, Anu, so much for being part of the podcast family and just for being my girl for a living. I love you so much. And I am so glad that we got to do this finally. And yeah, I'm so glad we got to catch up even before the episode just to align what our lives are looking like. But yeah, I'm really grateful that you're part of my life and we're doing this. So thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Having me, this is so much fun.
I'm so glad. And for everybody listening, welcome to another episode of me chilling with one of my friends and sharing our story. I hope you didn't get bored and I hope you loved listening. And if you and your friend want to do this, you can hit me up maybe. But also, you could just call your friend and just have a conversation and just laugh about it. With that being said, bye for now.